Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yom Amrei Avram Goldreyer, and today we're Maseches Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yadal, the ninth parak Hamakabel. This parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas from Yaakov Moshe ben Rabin Yamin Yosef Ahav Hashem. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Ravin quoted a question. Ha'omer Hari Alai Mana Lebet HaKabai. It's regarding one who says, it's upon me to give a mana to the upkeep of the Mikdash. Malu Shi Yisadru. What is the halach regarding assessing his basic needs when collecting his pledge? Does the law of Masadrin, which is written regarding Arachin, also apply to ordinary hektish pledges? Bar Pada and Ilfa were quoted as the answer with the Kal v'Chomer from a Baal Chov. If regarding a Baal Chov where the Mashkon is returned when he needs it, still we do not assess his needs when collecting his debt, because these Amoraim held like the Tanu holds this way, hektish she'en machzirin, then hektish where we do not return a Mashkon, eino din she'en masadrin, certainly we do not assess his needs when collecting his pledge. Rav Yochan disagrees because the Torah says neder be'erchacha, a vow regarding erech, teaching, that just as regarding archin, we assess his needs, so too regarding a hektish pledge, we assess his needs when collecting it. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Avuah once met Eliyahu Navi in a cemetery of idolaters. After asking him two halacha questions, he asked Eliyahu how he could be standing in a cemetery since he was a Kohen. Eliyahu responded, well, Masni Mar Taharos, did Master not learn Taharos? Rabbi Shemar Yochai taught in a brisa that idolaters' graves are not metami through oil because the pasuk uses the term Adam and idolaters are not called Adam. Rabbi Bar Avuah replied, Ba'arbala Matzina, I'm not able to properly learn the four most relevant siddarim, Beshisa Matzina. Can I learn all six? He explained that his extreme poverty detracted from his learning. Eliyahu brought him up to Gan Eden and told him to take off his cloak and collect some leaves. When he was leaving, he heard it being said, Manka Achila Alme Rabbi Bar Avuah, who's consuming his share in Olam Haba, like Rabbi Bar Avuah. Upon hearing this, Rabbi shook out his cloak, but since it had absorbed the fragrance, he was able to sell the cloak for 12,000 dinarim, which he gave to his sons-in-law. Point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishkano, if the lender took a mashkon from the borrower and returned it to when he needed it, umes, and the borrower died, shomto me'al gabibanav, the lender may pull it off his sons for collection. Although one normally cannot collect metaltrim from Yisomim, this lender can because he acquired the mashkon. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan from a brisa based on a necessary emendation, but Rav Ada Bar Masna answered that it may be amended differently to agree with Rabbi Yochanan and say, now that we have to return the mashkon when the borrower needs it, why do we need to take a mashkon in the first place? So that Shemitah should not nullify the loan. And so the mashkon should not become like standard metaltalin in its son's possession after he dies. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Ravin quoted a question. It's regarding one who says, it's upon me to give a mana to the upkeep of the Mikdash. What's the halacha regarding assessing his basic needs when collecting his pledge? Does the law of Masadrin, which is written regarding Arachin, also apply to ordinary hektish pledges? Bar Pada and Ilfa were quoted as the answer with the Kal v'Chomer from a Baal Chov. If regarding a Baal Chov where the Mashkon is returned when he needs it, still we do not assess his needs when collecting his debt, because these Amoraim held like the Tanu holds this way, hektish she'en machzirin, then hektish where we do not return a Mashkon, eino din she'en Masadrin, certainly we do not assess his needs when collecting his pledge. Rav Yochan disagrees because the Torah says neder be'erchacha, a vow regarding erech, teaching, that just as regarding archin, we assess his needs, so too regarding a hektish pledge, we assess his needs when collecting it. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Avuah once met Eliyahu Navi in a cemetery of idolaters. After asking him two halacha questions, he asked Eliyahu how he could be standing in a cemetery since he was a Kohen. Eliyahu responded, well, Masni Mar Taharos, did Master not learn Taharos? Rabbi Shemar Yochai taught in a brisa that idolaters' graves are not metami through oil because the pasuk uses the term Adam and idolaters are not called Adam. Rabbi Bar Avuah replied, Ba'arbala Matzina, I'm not able to properly learn the four most relevant siddarim, Beshisa Matzina. Can I learn all six? He explained that his extreme poverty detracted from his learning. Eliyahu brought him up to Gan Eden and told him to take off his cloak and collect some leaves. When he was leaving, he heard it being said, Manka Achila Alme Rabbi Bar Avuah, who's consuming his share in Olam Haba, like Rabbi Bar Avuah. Upon hearing this, Rabbi shook out his cloak, but since it had absorbed the fragrance, he was able to sell the cloak for 12,000 dinarim, which he gave to his sons-in-law. Point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishkano, if the lender took a mashkon from the borrower and returned it to when he needed it, umes, and the borrower died, shomto me'al gabibanav, the lender may pull it off his sons for collection. Although one normally cannot collect metaltrim from Yisomim, this lender can because he acquired the mashkon. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan from a brisa based on a necessary emendation, but Rav Ada bar Masna answered that it may be amended differently to agree with Rabbi Yochanan and say, now that we have to return the mashkon when the borrower needs it, why do we need to take a mashkon in the first place? So that Shemitah should not nullify the loan, and so the mashkon should not become like standard metaltalin in its son's possession after he dies. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yadalad, and a standard Siman is a kiddie amusement park. A kiddie amusement park. So here goes. The children at the kiddie amusement park who are waiting in line at the masadrin booth where someone would assess their basic needs for collecting the arching pledges, but not their hektish ones. Watch one boy do the idolater cemetery run, where the goal was to use a cloak to pick up fragrant leaves, right next to where one boy was playing pledge pursuit, pretending to be a lender and retrieving the mashkon from Yusomim after his borrower played dead. So once again, it's Lemotion. The children at the kiddie amusement park. Kiddie amusement park? That must be on Duff. Kufya Dalad, kitty. The children at the kiddie amusement park who were waiting in line at the masadrin booth, where someone would assess their basic needs for collecting the arching pledges, but not their hektish ones, which reminds us we have malchus whether we are a masader when it comes to a pledge of hektish. Parpada and Ilfa say we do not, based on the Kavach Homer from a Baal Chov, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that we do. So, the children at the kiddie amusement park, who are waiting in line at the masadrin booth, where some would assess their basic needs for collecting the arching pledges, but not their hektish ones, watch one boy do the idolater cemetery run, where the goal was to use a cloak to pick up fragrant leaves, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the instant of Rabba Bar Avuah meeting Elio in a cemetery of idolaters, and Elio taking him to Gan Eden, telling him to use his cloak to collect leaves in order to become wealthy. So, the children at the kiddie amusement park, who were waiting in line at the masadrin booth, where some would assess their basic needs for collecting the arching pledges, but not their hektish ones, watch one boy do the idolater cemetery run, where the goal was to use a cloak to pick up fragrant leaves, right next to where another boy was playing pledge pursuit, pretending to be a lender and retrieving the mushroom from Yosomim after his borrower played dead. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishkano, if the lender took a mushroom from the borrower and returned it to him when he needed it, umes, and the borrower died, shomto me al gabibanav, the lender may pull it off his sons for collection. Although one normally cannot collect metaltim from Yosomim, this lender can because he acquired the mushroom. So once again, the children at the kiddie amusement park who were waiting in line at the masadrin booth, where someone would assess their basic needs for collecting the arching pledges, but not their hektish ones, watch one boy do the idolater cemetery run, where the goal was to use a cloak to pick up fragrant leaves, right next to where another boy was playing pledge pursuit, pretending to be a lender and retrieving the mushroom from Yosomim after his borrower played dead. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The golden key to the field, gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud. The golden key to the field, which was being presented to the lender, who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a mashkon of land which was given for a number of years during which the lender could consume its produce, but the shtar did not indicate the number of years. The lender claimed the term was 3 years, and the borrower claimed it was two, and the lender consumed the produce of the third year before they went to court. Yudah said, Karka Becheses Balea Kaima. The land stands in the owner's possession, and its produce is presumed his, meaning the borrower's, until proven otherwise. Rav Kahana said, Peros Becheskas Ochlen Kaime. Fruits stand in the possession of he who consumed them, so the lender need not pay for them until the borrower proves his case. So the golden key to the field, which is being presented to the lender, who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din, and had some paper sticking out of his pocket as he claimed, I can't find the shtar of the mashkon, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses a mashkon of land which the lender claimed was for 5 years, and the borrower claimed it was only for three. After 3 years, the borrower demanded the lender show the shtar of the mashkon, but the lender said he lost it. Rav Yudah said the lender is believed to retain the land for 2 more years. Migu the boy amru lekuchi biyadi. Since had he wanted to lie, he could have said, "I purchased the land from you." Since a buyer who occupies purchased land for 3 years is believed to say he lost the shtar, therefore we presume his claim that the mashkon is 5 years is truthful. So the golden key to the field, which was being presented to the lender who came late to their ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din and had some paper sticking out of his pocket as he claimed, I can't find the shtar of the mashkon, was presented next to a field in which some orphans and their creditors were disputing who made improvements on the land. Which reminds the Gemara brings a dispute if land improvements were made by the Yosomim or the late father. The Gemara concludes that even if the orphans made the improvements, it's paid out to them in cash, and the creditor keeps the land. Therefore, the dispute is reduced to one about monetary payments and not land ownership. Thus, the burden of proof is on the Yosomim. Kuf Yud Aleph. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. The owner of the kayak rental business, kayak, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. the owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress. Baltalin, which reminds us, in a brisa was taught that if one tells a shliach, go hire employees for me, shnehin ein ovri mishum baltalin, neither of them would transgress the prohibition not to hold a worker's wages overnight if they're not paid on time. The employer because he didn't hire them himself, and the shliach because the wages are not with him since he's not the one who owes them payment. So the owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress, baltaling. While he was paying a worker before dawn for taking out some tourists on a two-hour midnight tour, which reminds us regarding one hired for part of a day. Rav said, Schir Shal is the Yom Goboko Yom. One hired for several hours of the day collects all day after completing his work and must be paid before nightfall. Schar Shal is the Laila Goboko Laila. One hired for hours of the night collects all night. Shmuel agrees that one hired for several hours of the day collects all day, but says that one hired for several hours of the night collects all night and all the next day. So the owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress, baltalin. While he was paying a worker before dawn for taking out some tourists on a two-hour midnight tour, told the ger toshav he hired as a security guard through the night to come during the day to get his check, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchus about tallying for the hire of an animal, kalim, and a ger toshav. Kuf Yud Beis, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The owner of the Rubik's Cube store, Rubik's Cube, that must be more in Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who had transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door so he wouldn't transgress Bal Talin, which reminds us, the mission the previous Daf taught, Himcho Eitzel Chanvani or Eitzel Shulchani, if the employer transferred the employee to a storekeeper, or money changed to be paid, which Rashi explains means that he transferred the debt to them from which the employee draws food or money for their wages, the employer does not violate Bal Talin if he's not paid on time. So the owner of the Rubik's Cube store who transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door so he wouldn't transgress Bal Talin was taken aback when one of his workers came and swore in front of Beis Din that he wasn't paid on time, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, Sachir b'zmano nishba b'noto, if a hired worker claims his pay when it is due, he may swear he was not paid and collect it. The Gemara asks why the rabbis institute this law, and ultimately explains, Bal habayis tor b'polimu, the employer is preoccupied with his workers and may mistakenly think he paid when he did not. So, the owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who had transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door, so he wouldn't transgress Bal Talin, was taken aback when one of his workers came and swore in front of a Beis Din that he wasn't paid on time, bringing his contract as proof over the specific amount that was owed, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if an employee swears to collect because the employer is preoccupied with his workers, the same should hold true when they dispute the amount of wages he stipulated. Yet, a brisa teaches that an employee must bring proof where they dispute the amount agreed upon for payment. The Gemara answers, people certainly remember the amount of a stipulation despite preoccupation with workers.
Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, so the Simon Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek, so here goes. The Shliach Basin was a bit of a geek. Geek? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Shliach Basin was a bit of a geek and used a mushkin snatching tool to grab a mushkin from a borrower in the street, which reminds us the next mission states regarding a lender that he may not seize the security from the borrower if he fails to pay except in Basin, and he may not enter the borrower's house to take the security of his, as the Pasuk says, Bechutz Ta'amod, you shall stand outside. Shmuel says the Shliach Basin may grab a mushkin from the borrower in the street, but he may not seize a mushkin by entering his house. So the Shliach Basin was a bit of a geek and used a mushkin snatching tool to grab a mushkin from a borrower in the street while making sure to leave two beds in his house, one for eating on and one for sleeping on, that were at least dalad amos apart, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa that a Shliach Basin must leave two beds for the borrower, one for sleeping on and one for eating on. These are necessary because of Shmuel's statement that he said he knew the cure for all maladies except for three, one of them being one who eats bread and does not walk dalad amos before going to sleep. Therefore, one needs a separate bed for eating. So the Shliach Basin, who was a bit of a geek and used a mushkin snatching tool to grab a mushkin from a borrower in the street, while making sure to leave two beds in his house, one for eating on and one for sleeping on, that were at least dalad amos apart, handed out crayons to Jews on the street, reminding them that despite their financial circumstance, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim hen, which reminds us of Bai listed four Tanaim who hold Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim hen, all people of Israel are like princes. All right, so now it's time to conclude our 10-question pop quiz. Number one, which stuff do we learn a worker can swear and collect his wages because an employee is tarud with his workers? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn is whether a renter is entitled to the shevach, the increased growth on sycamore trees? That's on Daf Kuf Tes. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn is whether a shulich beis din may enter a debtor's home to take a mashkon? That's on Daf
Kuf Yud Gimel. Good number four. Which daf do we have the incident of Rabu Bar Avuha meeting Eliyahu in a cemetery of idolaters? That's on daf Kuf Yud Daled. Good number five. Which daf do we learn an employee who transferred the wages of an employee to a storekeeper does not transgress Bal Talin? That's on daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good number six. Which daf do we learn a lender may take the mashkum from Yosomim if the debtor dies? That's on daf Kuf Yud Daled. Good number seven. Which daf we have a mokum is baltalin for the hire of a ger toshav? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good number eight. Which daf we have a question whether masada regarding a pledge to hakdish? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good number nine. Which daf we learn about exceptions to the din of a bar mitzvah, such as the one who is given the land as a gift? That's on daf Kuf Ches. Good. Number ten. Which daf we have a question if we're masada regarding a pledge to hakdish? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.